3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Ho, yo, yo. In case you're wondering, it is 1930 UTC, and you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And what am I doing? Not much of anything. I'm sitting here on my hip that is sore. Why am I doing this? I do not know. I've got no logical reason to be doing this. And it's moderately painful, even though I just got out of the bathtub and I was reading my book. What have I been reading these past couple of days? Well, I finally did grab some William Gibson off the shelf, and I decided to read All Tomorrow's Parties. But now that I'm halfway through the book, I'm sort of regretting it. I should have read Idoru again first. But I've read Idoru enough that, I don't know. Idoru is probably my most read William Gibson novel. I am, of course, sitting here with a giant cup of tea, and it is delicious. Oh, yes, it is. All right. This is also not a comfortable position. Let's see if I can lean back like this. Does this help? Is this doing me any good? Maybe. Oh, yeah. So anyway, today is an indoor day. We cannot go outside and look for dudes today because it is raining and cold. And actually, I think the rain might have stopped. I no longer hear it. And I think it might have been snow overnight or early this morning. But anyway, it is cold. It is rainy. And there's nothing to do outside. All the moths are probably in their holes. All of our motties. So, what are we doing instead? I have no idea. The bad news is, today is not a football day. We better double check the TV just in case. So let's flip over to the schedule here and scroll up to the football channels. Nope. No football on this channel. No football on that channel. Let's check 222, which is Fox Sports 2. No football. This is not good. Oh, The Running Man is going to be on Sundance. That horrible piece of crap starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Richard Dawson. And who was the chick? Maria Conchita Alonso. That's right. And, of course, the late, great Yaphet Kotto. Oh, yes. Okay, so still looking for football. We got to check all of our Spanish language channels. So let's go down to 91. Nothing on 91 or 92. Keep on scrolling down. There's some other channels we need to check low. There's no football on at all. There's not even any reruns on. What is up with this? And we keep scrolling down. Do-do-do-do-do. There is no football on today. Oh, which is, you know, what I expected, but it's kind of depressing to have the theory confirmed. Oh, what a drag. Oh, what a drag. No football at all. And the running man is just now starting. Maybe we should flip over to that. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in horrible 8-bit, you know, graphic letters. And then they show the crappy 80s graphic of a running man. And then the title, The Running Man. And it's all jaggy and pixelated because, you know, it's future. Yeah, this is future. Okay, here comes the scroll. Let me read it. By 2017, the world economy has collapsed. Food, natural resources, and oil are in short supply. A police state divided into paramilitary zones rules with an iron hand. Yeah, so this movie takes place in the future, in 2017. Yeah, the future. All right, so back to the schedule. There was something else I was going to check on the schedule, but now I can't remember what it was. What am I supposed to be looking for? I'm supposed to be looking for football. I'm scrolling down through football. Oh, I got to check the 80 channel. 80 and 81, the Big Ten channel. Oh, it only says Big Ten programming. I flip to it, and I'm guessing, yes, basketball. Basketball's no good. I have been watching some lacrosse. I have been watching women's collegiate lacrosse. I saw a game last night, Penn State versus Princeton. It was cat-on-cat violence. Penn State, I think, is the Panthers, and Princeton is the Tigers. So it was kitty versus kitty. And even though Penn State jumped to an alarming lead, Princeton did come back and win the game. And that was a good game. And the day before yesterday, I saw another Penn State game. It was Penn State versus... Oh, now I can't remember. But I'm still waiting to see my Lady Terps. My favorite women's collegiate lacrosse team is the Maryland Terrapins. Sometimes known as the Lady Terps. Terps. Go Terps. They're my favorite. I'm also wondering when field hockey season starts. Doesn't that start soon, too? I'm starting to really like field hockey, and I kind of like field hockey more than I like lacrosse. But that's neither here nor there. Why am I watching this basketball game? I've got no interest in watching the basketball game. And so he flips back to the running man. He has no interest in watching that either. Oh... Anyway, yeah, so what are we doing? You know what we should do, since we're just sitting here doing nothing, is go out and check the mail. Is the mail here yet? I don't know. So we'll put on the shoes here. This will give us a chance to really check the weather. Head out into the garage. Open the garage door. Oh, and yes, it has stopped raining, or at least it's fine enough that you can't tell. It looks like it has stopped raining. Yeah, it's a bit cool out here. There's a little wind. What's in the mailbox today? Nothing. I don't know if that means the mailman hasn't come yet, or if I just didn't get any mail. I do not know. Close the garage door, head back into the house. And that was a fun way to kill 15 seconds. Heel. Oh my god. Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. I'm sitting here. And the credits of The Running Man are running by. And I forgot Dweezil Zappa is in this movie. That's right. He's the leader of the resistance or something. I can't remember. It's been quite a while since I've seen this.
Music by Harold Faltermeyer. Whatever happened to him, anyway?
I do love drinking tea. I love drinking tea so much. It's good for you. It's good for me. And now I gotta try to find some position to sit in that isn't killing me. There we go. So anyway, what am I doing? Well, I'm not doing anything. I'm hungry. I slept weird. I got up early, so that means I ate breakfast early. And so now I'm hungry, and I think I want to eat lunch early. But I got to do this. And it seems like there was something else that I was going to do today. Oh, yeah. I was going to shave. But that wasn't my big plan. What was I? I don't know. So, yes, I got to remember to shave later. Well, I don't have to. But I just think, well, that'll be something to do. That'll be something entertaining for my cat. Because my cat loves to watch me shave. As soon as I walk into the bathroom, she has to run upstairs. And if I accidentally close the door, she has to sit there and bang on the door. Yang, 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 yang. Let me in, let me in. I hear the water running. Yang, yang, yang. That's what my cat says. And I have to open the door. And the cat jumps up on the toilet, gets up on the tank, walks across the towel bar, and gets onto the kitchen counter. And then she just sits there and watches me shave. Because that's really interesting if you're a cat. I don't know what she's fascinated by. Maybe it's the water, the running water. Maybe it's the foam on my face. You know, who knows with a cat? I can't imagine what she thinks. I don't know where Pippa is right now either. She's probably upstairs napping. I'm kind of surprised she's not down here, just because she has a new blankie. Yeah, because it's been getting warm, you know, we're pretty much in springtime now, and because it's getting a little warmer here, I had to take a blanket off of my bedroll just because I was getting too hot at night, waking up sweating, and that's never fun. So I took a blanket off the roll and I folded it up. And I folded it up into, kind of a cat-sized square. And I thought, where can I put this? Because Pippa is going to want to sleep on this. And so I put it kind of in front of the fireplace, over to the side a little bit. And let's see, when did I do that? 2 nights ago? And yeah, I've already... It only took about 8 hours before she found it and decided to take a nap on it. So she's been napping on the new banky, in the new banky spot. She's just having so much fun taking naps in various places. I build little strategic places for my cat to sleep and or hang out. I make little kitty huts and cat tents and other perches for her to sit on and sleep on. And that's what my cat does all day, is sleep. And that's what I wish I was doing right now. I had another weird night. I thought, okay, I'm feeling pretty good and tired. I'm going to go to bed early. And so I tried to go to sleep at about 2 a.m. Ended up staying up until, well, not quite 4, but the last time I looked at the clock, it was like 3:35 or something like that. And I probably fell asleep 10 minutes later. Maybe less. And then, of course, I woke up at 6:30. I got maybe 2.5 hours of sleep. And I did have a weird dream, and I can't remember what it was now, but something to do with, like, leopard print shoes. I don't remember. All I can remember was those shoes and leopard print was involved. Anyway. So then I tried to go back to sleep, and I couldn't really sleep, but I dozed off a couple times. And I finally said, forget it. And I got up. So I wish I was sleeping. Although I don't feel too bad. Usually when I don't sleep, I get all cranky and weird, and but I'm not really feeling that, so I don't know. Maybe I'm okay. Maybe I just need to find some other stuff to do so that I'm constantly being mentally stimulated so I don't get tired in the afternoons. Yeah, see, what happens is I end up not sleeping very well at night. Then at about 4 or 5 p.m., I start feeling really tired, my eyes get really heavy, and I end up sleeping for another hour and a half, sometimes close to 2 hours. And then I wake up and stay up real late again, and blah, blah, blah. It's a bizarre cycle to get into, and it's a difficult cycle to break. But that's the story of my sleeping. Hooray, isn't that fun? Blork. I didn't check my movies today. What do we got on TV for movies today? Well, on 87 we have That's My Boy starring Adam Sandler, and then Pixel starring Adam Sandler, and then, Program Unavailable, but probably starring Adam Sandler. It's probably Adam Sandler Day on Fox. Yay. What's on TCM? Ted Turner, He's My Hero. What do we got? Oh, we got Victim with Dirk Bogarde, then Blackmail. Wait, which one? Edward G. Robinson, okay. And then after that, Program Unavailable. So the schedule is being updated as we speak. So we're not going to be seeing what's on TV. Oh, well. Now my guts are a little bit rumbly. What do I feel like eating today? I went to the store. Was that last night? Yeah. And I bought some donuts. The first donuts I have purchased in... How long has it been since I've eaten a donut? Jeez, maybe a year. And the donuts were very, very good. I was so happy to be eating donuts. I was like, I'm eating a donut. Nom, nom, nom. It was really good. But I also bought some other stuff. What did I buy? Oh, yeah, I bought some frozen food. Some frozen dinners. I got a turkey one and a beef one. And so maybe I'll eat that for lunch. Or maybe I'll eat a bagel. Maybe a pizza bagel. Ooh, yummy. I don't know. But why am I so hungry lately? I don't know. I think my metabolism is changing with the seasons. You know, this does happen to me. And so, you know, the days are longer. My body seems to know it. It wants to stay up, and it wants to eat more. My metabolism is coming up. I have been going outside, getting some exercise, walking around looking for marmots. So maybe that's why I'm hungry. Yada, yada, yada. It could be. It could be. So I got an email from Booper today. I'm just remembering this, and he said Dan is in the hospital. Dan is one of our friends, and I'm wondering, why is Dan in the hospital? Booper didn't say, so I emailed him back. Why is Dan in the hospital? I haven't heard back from him yet. I'm very curious. Very curious. That's no good. Ugh. Oh, does this mean I need to go visit Dan in the hospital? Maybe, if I can find out where he is. That reminds me. Don't I have a doctor's appointment? Yeah, I have a doctor's appointment in 2 days. If he is at the same hospital that my doctor is at, then that will make for a convenient trip. I wonder. I would call him, but he's probably not answering his phone. I email him. Do I have his wife's email address? Maybe I email her. I don't know. I'll think about it later. Oh, ow. So anyway, I wish I was out looking for marmots today. Even though they're probably hiding from the rain. We gotta find some more places to look for marmots. Some years ago, I think it was Booper, he was in a park, Toll Park. And he said, oh, you gotta go there, there's marmot dens and blah, 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 blah. And so maybe I'll go there. Toll Park is also on the Papio Creek. Is that the same Papio? It might be. And so we know that there's lots of marmots on the Papio Creek. I gotta find other parks and stuff, public access to this creek. And most of it is. I mean, there's not a lot of businesses or housing on this creek. It's the floodplain, so duh. Oh, and by Regency would be a good spot. Oh, and I know where to go. One Pacific Place. And there's a secret park on the other side of the creek somewhere around there. What the heck is the name of that park again? I learned it at one point in time and I was going to go try to find it, but I never did. We got to find that park again. What is that called? I bet I could drive to it. And then we can go looking for marmots. Looking for marmots down on the creek. I wonder what the weather is like tomorrow. Can we go looking for marmots tomorrow? Let's flip over to the weather channel. Here we go. Oh, and look at this. They lose. They fail. Weather Channel fails, and here's why. First of all, they're not telling me anything about the weather that I need to know about. They're showing me weather on the East Coast, where there is a winter storm, apparently causing all kinds of problems in Maine and New York and Massachusetts and various places. And this is a named storm. What is the name of the storm? And this is where they failed. It's Winter Storm Toby. Oh, they lose. They were so close. If they would have just dropped the Y and made it, you know, Winter Storm Tobe, they would be winning. But the fact of the matter is they lose. They lose because they're not showing me any of the information I need to know where I live. But Boston's going to get another foot of snow, supposedly. Ha ha. I laugh. I laugh at your nor'easter. So yeah, they're showing me weather maps and satellite overlays, and there's lots of clouds in like Washington, D.C. It's 31 degrees at Dulles International Airport. And apparently it's snowing. Snowing also in Philadelphia. And Wilmington. And Coatesville. And Reading. When are they going to show me some weather for my house? Where's my house on this map? I can't see my house from here. I don't understand what you people are showing me. Council Bluffs tomorrow, 52 degrees, mostly sunny. Okay, that's good. Council Bluffs Thursday, 61. Council Bluffs is not Omaha, but it's close enough that the weather isn't going to vary too much, you know, between Omaha and Council Bluffs. So yay, tomorrow's going to be warm. and possibly sunny. This is rockin' good news. And now, of course, they're showing me the weather for Fremont. Fremont, Nebraska is a small town, 20 miles out. And again, the weather in Fremont is generally the same as the weather here in Omaha. How come they're not showing me my weather? How warm is it going to be in Fremont tomorrow? Tell me that. Maybe we'll drive out to Fremont and find marmots. There's some rivers out in Fremont. So that means, you know, dudes. When was the last time? Yeah, Fremont tomorrow, 54 degrees. Sunny, the 10% chance of rain. Thursday, 62. All right. So we... happening to me? I need tea. I need tea. Okay. Oh, so yummy. Oh, it's so good. Okay, back to normal. Back to some semblance of normal. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, tomorrow is going to be warm. But it's probably going to be muddy, which means it's going to be slippery, which means that I might be falling down. I don't want to go to the falling down place. But we will, because we got to find us some more marmots. We got to find out where all the marmots are. We got to find marmot dens. We got to find marmot dens with pregnant females in them so that we know where the babies are. Because, let's see. Yeah, we're not too far out from seeing baby marmots. Baby marmots are generally born right around now, give or take a couple of weeks. And then, you know, the babies stay in the den for... oh, 5 or 6 weeks before they start poking their heads out and playing outdoors, so to speak. So we'll have some baby mots soon, but we gotta find, lots of dens. The more marmot dens we find with marmots in them, the better the odds are that we will find baby motties. So... that's what we're going to do tomorrow. And I'm wondering, oh, now they're going to show me some local weather. Local on the 8s. They're only telling me what it is now. I could walk outdoors and get this information. Oh, well, we know it's going to be warm. We don't really need to pay any attention to this. What we need to pay attention to is to figure out where we're going to go looking for marmots. We could always go to Herrenhaven, because we haven't found any there yet. But I'm wondering if we should go somewhere else, somewhere new, because we've already found marmots at OPPD and at the Secret Mushroom Grounds. So we should probably... maybe we could go to Toll Park tomorrow. I don't know. Here we go. Forecast tomorrow, 53 degrees. Yeah, well, we knew that. Then tomorrow, 62. Friday and Saturday, 56 and 45, respectively, with some rain. Sunday, 53. So we're going to have some decent marmot weather. And that's good. You have been listening to the Dubious Marmot Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow as we go out looking for marmots. That'll be fun. And maybe we'll find some. As for me, I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.